Oh, I should sit where it says Dustin.
Here. Yeah, sit in your space.
Yeah, my character.
There's Dustin. Oh, you're in Will's.
I'm in Will's.
You're in Will's, but you're not Will.
I'm not Will.
Look at the old spray can.
Dude, I know. Awesome. It's just like canned.
We're still freaking out about the 80s stuff here, and we've been here for like,
six half months. A year.
It's just making me feel old.
Cool. So what's up?
So tell us about y'all's characters.
Ooh, you want to go first?
Yeah, so Mike is kind of like the leader. My character Mike, he's kind of the leader of the group, like Mikey from the Goonies. He can be like really precocious at times, really funny, and then really serious, like solemnly serious about like finding his best friend Will. And I think that's why I like him, because he can be so relatable to people who grew up in the 80s, and they're like, hey, I was kind of like that, or I had a friend like that. So yeah.
Well, Dustin is a gregarious, foul-mouthed 12-year-old boy, and he's really outgoing, and he's smart, and he's not really brave. He's kind of like, he's a coward at first, but like, he really wants to like be brave when he needs to go find his friend, and everyone like kind of has like their own part in the group. Like Mike said, he's the leader. Lucas is kind of like the strong person who's like realistic. Will's kind of the one we protect, and Dustin's kind of the glue that keeps everybody from separating. He kind of keeps everybody together.
What was your audition process like? How did you come about the role and go to the parts?
Well, my agent emailed me and he was like, this part is perfect for you, because I'm obsessed with retro, like, 80s movies. Like, Goonies is one of my favorite movies, and like 16 Candles and like Raiders of the Lost Ark, all those movies.
Oh,
and
so good.
I read the script and I immediately fell in love with it. And then so my I auditioned for it, and they really liked it, so they were like, hey, do you want to Skype? And so we Skyped, and we talked about just like movies that we liked, and we just talked like we were best friends. And they're like, oh, by the way, do you want to come down to LA to do like a screen test? And then I did the screen test, and they asked me back again, and that was it.
Well, mine was a little different. I'm from New Jersey, so I went straight to New York, and they had me read for someone. There was a camera in there, and I originally auditioned for Mike. And they said I didn't look demanding enough, so they said, come in for the more, like, quirky, funny, he's the comedic relief, and they're like, come in for that character. But they had me read Lucas lines. So I originally auditioned for Mike, and then I went in for Dustin reading Lucas lines. So it was really complicated. I was like, am I auditioning for Lucas or Dustin or Mike? I don't really know. And then that's when they had me Skype with the Duffer brothers, the directors of the show, Matt and Ross, and they kind of told me like I would be going in for Dustin, and they said, why don't you come down to LA? And before that, they were like talking about like, what kind of 80s movies do you like? And I said, I like Jaws and Stand By Me and all the classics. And then they told me to go down to L.A., and I flew there for the final audition with Finn. I was there with Finn. That's where I met him. And I actually met Millie there, too. Very briefly, I met Millie, but I read with Finn. And after that, I was the first one. I was the first of the kids to be cast in late June. And I didn't go for the final screen test in July, was it?
It was July.
And I had already known Caleb, who plays Lucas, before the audition started. So when I found out he was going to be in it, I was really excited. And when I found out he was going to be doing it, I was excited. And yep, that was my audition process.
What's been your favorite episode to film so far?
The whole episode?
Yeah.
The whole episode.
Just the whole experience.
Well, we film. It's really different because we film two episodes at a time, mm-hmm. scattered around. So we'll be filming an episode from like, we'll be filming a scene from episode 6, and then we'll do an episode, we'll do a scene from episode 5 the next day. So it's kind of hard to put them all together, mm-hmm. but probably the coolest scenes to film are probably in episode 8, because that's when all the
action happens. 7 and 8 has been fun to film. I really liked shooting 1 and 2.
One and two was great. Cause
three and four was really fun to shoot with Sean Levy, who took over for two episodes. That was really fun, too.
He was great.
He was amazing. Yeah. Basically all of them.
All of them.
Yeah. it's
one story. It's not, it's like, it's hard to choose one episode. It's kind of like a book series that continues. Like,
I mean, the coolest episode, coolest episodes are probably 7 and 8.
Yeah, because it like ends, it like,
it's, it ends climate. It all.
And but it's kind of like a book series. Like, you read the first one and it's great. You read all of them and you can't really choose which one if it's like a continuous story. So it's kind of hard to pick what your favorite episode is.
Do you guys feel like working on a Netflix project has been different in terms of the production and the filming as compared to other things you've done?
This is my first series regular in a TV show, so I don't really know what's different from other productions because I never film with other productions. Hopefully I do get to work with other productions and I get to compare with the differences that it's like with Netflix and other networks.
I was kind of the same way. I mean, I've been in a bunch of indie stuff because I'm from Vancouver, and so, and I did guest roles in the CW for, like, Supernatural and The 100, but that was, like, the real studio stuff I've done.
You were in The 100?
Yeah, I was in The 100.
We learn about each other every day.
But, like, it's a lot different now because those were guest star roles, and it was just like, okay, one and done. Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
you were on the blacklist.
I was on one episode of the blacklist, and I don't think it was enough to get the full experience of what it's really like.
Exactly. Like, this has been, like, the full experience for sure.
Yeah, the full experience for sure.
What do you think, like, the main thing you're going to take away from this production is in terms of just favorite memory?
Just, like, learning things. Like, learning new things. Like, I learn a new thing every single day about acting, about directing, about producing.
Yeah, like, I was at home, I'd do, like, little movies, and, like, we wouldn't know how to, like, change to different shots and, like, do, like, we know, like, the things you do with cameras now. It's, like, I learned so much. Like, we just did, like, a little movie thing for school earlier.
Yeah.
And we're, like,
doing stuff. Now we know.
Now we know, like, what our shoulder shots are, what,
Two shots.
There's, like,
three shot, like, raking shot. Like, I knew stuff from before because I really want to be a director or a screenwriter when I grow up. And this is, like, a total boost up for my, like, future career for being an actor and director and screenwriter because I now know, the more I read scripts, the more I learn about scripts, basically.
Yeah, and it's great to have a good...
And the more I listen to Matt and Ross,
It's great to have a good relationship with the directors and, like, learn about things you do with cameras and how you direct. It's like, I really pick up from Matt and Ross. They've really helped us in the past 6 months.
Cool.
So, like, when you guys are on set, and you know, are you asking those questions like between scenes? Are you talking to people kind of all the time? Like,
we just
you know when to bring it up.
Yeah, it's like
we don't really bring it up. We just start talk. Like, Matt and Ross just start goofing around. Like, sometimes we all goof around between takes. Like, if it's a long camera setup, we just kind of goof around and start talking, and then.
It just progresses. Like, you know, like, you could start talking about one thing and it can be a total different story, like, 5 minutes later. But, like, a lot of times we'll pick up on things. And a lot of times we're not even talking to them when we pick up on it. We'll be just listening to what's going
on.
Stuff,
yeah. Like, we don't really, like, Matt and Ross are kind of people who are, like, why I love their directing is because they're, like, straight to the point. Because, like, some directors are like, do it, like super slow and, like, super, like, philosophized. They're just like, that sucked! Do it again, but better!
they're really
like, super upbeat and, like, straightforward. I'm like, okay, I get it
still
right
nice.
Away.
They're nice guys.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, they're totally straight to the point towards, that's why we, like, progress so much during the show. That's why we've gotten 8 episodes done in 5 months.
Yeah, as such young people, they're really great directors.
And they're incredible people.
Incredible people in general. They're just great to work with. It's an honor to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You guys mentioned a lot of 80s movies that you guys were pretty big fans of. Yeah. Was there anything in particular that, like, you drew upon when you were making it, or you thought of when you were making it, or that they told you to, like, think about, or
like,
character-wise,
E.T., E.T., The Goonies.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies that really relate with, like, the relationship with children, like The Goonies, there's Stand By Me, E.T., and there's all these movies that relate,
they all go into this.
They all go into, like, it's all about, like, a lot of this is all about friendship, and, like, there's so many 80s movies that we can watch to really, like, pick up on it and be like, okay, so that's the tone of the movie, that's, like, what's going on, it's, like, that's how you should act, like, that's how, like, it's, like, you just pick up from just listening and watching things, especially the movies that were made in the 80s.
And there's a thing poster back that, or back there, and
yeah.
I mean, that just kind of shows, whoa, voice crack. It just kind of shows.
How did you get picked up? Like, how did you get started on those movies? Was it like your parents just showing you classics? Was it your own?
I started doing theater, in musical theater, because of my sister. She was, she's a singer. She's an actress too. And like, the only reason I really started doing this, like. Thank you, Sabrina, because, like, she wanted to do acting. I'm like, I want to be like my sister. So I just started acting from there, and I really was like, I'm only going to do musical theater for the rest of my life. No TV. I'm never going to do TV. And whenever I get auditions for TV, I'm like, okay, whatever. I got a list. They're not going to take me. And then I started doing this. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And so... mostly my sister that got me into the acting.
Yeah, the same kind of, like, it's kind of a dual combination. Like, my dad, who's a screenwriter, showed me all these great movies. Like, he showed me E.T. when I was, like, 2 years old. And I just kind of progressed from there, and that's how I found all these movies. And, like, it was also a combination of my brother, and we'd always watch movies together. And he'd always do, like, voices, and he'd always want to do skits, and he'd always come up with stuff with me. And I don't think I'd be where I am now if it wasn't for my dad or my mom or my brother, because they all, like, combined my love into filmmaking, because they all encouraged filmmaking in the house, so.
Cool.
How do you feel your relationships in real life have affected how your characters interact in the series?
It really shows when you get along with people outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get along with them, it really shows on camera, so it's, like, it's best if you really get to know the people, especially if you want to get along with them, you really should get to know the people, because it really does, like, if you're you're friends with someone that you're playing a friend with, it's easy
mm-hmm.
to be
mm-hmm.
friends with them on camera, so it's really
yeah.
important to get along with coworkers.
I mean, yeah, we're, like, best friends, like, forever now.
For real. So. You sound like an 8-year-old.
BFF.
BFF.
BFF forever.
Yeah.
It was true. Like, when you work with someone for even,
five
like,
months.
2 weeks, it's like, you get, like, a special bond with them. Like, that, especially with kids.
That's all my questions.
That's good for me.
I would love to get a photo of all of us acting like we were playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
And
yes.
But we got to set it up right. I mean, they can't just be sitting in there.